following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to today. We are glad to be along with you. And you know the great thing about it? You never have to miss the show. You might be listening to us right now on our Saturday 4 p.m. broadcast on FM Talk 106.5 or our Sunday morning 7 a.m. replay, same fine station, or you can listen to the show on demand at fmtalk1065.com along with all the other local shows you love to listen to. And if you haven't already done so, please download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free and there's all kinds of cool stuff you can do with the app. I mean, it doesn't do an EKG on you or anything like that, but you can send audio messages to Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton and to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. If you caught our show from last week, we had a very special guest. Our very own coach, Coach Rick Cleveland, conducted a happiness clinic with us. I call it that. It was simply a segment from his show, The Prep Sports Report, where he was talking about how to incorporate happiness and joy into your life. Jim Weaver said he was getting a root canal and couldn't be there. Right. For those of us in attendance, I think it helped us a lot. Moving the studios up to Roxbury Farms has already helped our stress level. Just the fresh air, being able to get outside, and all of us being together in one place. And for the most part, sometimes there's a little too much closeness. Even though we got lots of space, that's not the kind of close proximity I'm talking about. Everybody tends to congregate in the same spaces, mainly my portion of the studio, but that's okay. We want to thank Coach for that. And I want to mention, this week we are celebrating our 15th year together. Really, the entire month of March. It is amazing how time flies by. It really does. We love it, and we love that you guys are tuning in. Always have. It's good therapy for us to bring some smiles. And maybe a chuckle or two. You know, since the show took like a 6-year hiatus, I think it's important for us to do flashbacks. A lot of things have changed over the years, but this flashback, a call from my mom from 2009, it's a little different, but it's a lot the same. Her voice, I think, has changed a little bit. She used to smoke a lot back then. This was back when our show turned 1 year old. We'd been on the air 1 year, and Mom was phoning in with her own special brand of well wishes.
Hey, it's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
I'm just calling to leave you know how excited I am for you that your little radio thing turns a year old this week.
Yep, it's a year old this month.
I'm just so proud of you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is exactly you do there, but I do know you work very hard at it.
I do.
And I mean, you must be working hard because you don't have time to call your mother as much as you used to.
Here we go.
And I can tell you're not getting to the gym. I mean, for God's sake, look at yourself. You don't work out like you used to.
Mother?
Are you having a party over there at your station?
For our show's anniversary? No.
I mean, is that what you call it, a station?
I don't have a station, no.
I don't know what you call it.
It's our studio, Mama.
It's certainly not an office. I mean, now your sisters, they have an office.
Here we go.
Big mahogany desk, real curtains in the window.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake, Jolene, you got foam rubber on your walls.
Yeah, I probably needed those years ago.
What is that?
It's for soundproofing. It's a
well,
recording.
Look, if you're having a party and there's going to be cake, I want to come over.
Okay.
But if not, I'm going to watch Dog the Bounty Hunter Marathon.
Okay.
right. Well, congratulations. And love you, baby.
Love you too, Mommy.
Oh, that's been a minute. So we've got our 15th birthday, anniversary, whatever you want to call it. 15 years of the Roxbury Players celebration going on. And of course, Easter is coming up. I love the Easter season for a few reasons, but one of the reasons is it lets us know springtime is here. Which reminds me, we had a request to play our allergy songs again. Somebody wrote in and said I was talking too fast, and they didn't catch it all or any of it. It's got like 500 brands of cold medicine in the lyrics. So that is totally understandable. Need to listen to that one a few times. But since we're flashing back, one of my favorite Roxbury Players from back in the day, and even today, I love this little guy. A guy named Larry Carey. He said he was the nephew of Harry Carey, famous baseball announcer. I don't know about that, but his phone calls made for an interesting a few minutes. One of the things he would do, he was always watching an eBay auction. Probably still does. He called in around Easter several years ago, and he was watching his eBay auctions and talking Easter peeps. Very different duck, Larry.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hey, girly, it's Larry Carey, nephew of a famous baseball announcer, Harry Carey. Holy cow.
Oh, man.
I'm just looking for Easter accessories for my Weebles treehouse on eBay.
Your Weebles?
You know what they say about Weebles? Weebles wobble, but they don't...
fall down.
Wibble.
Wibble?
Wibble.
Is wibble a word?
Sure it is. You know, when you're sitting in a chair or a bar stool, and one leg is a little shorter than the other three,
yeah,
and then you can rock back and forth, that's called wibbling.
Larry, what is wrong with you?
I'm all juiced up on peeps and 15-hour energy, Jolene.
Oh, that's right, it's peep season. 15-hour energy.
You know those 5-hour energy drinks?
Yeah.
Well, I put 4 of them into a glass of crushed ice, Jolene.
Four times 5 is 20. Even I know that.
Even better. Then, of course, I filled a microwavable cookie sheet with yellow Easter peeps and set it for 30 seconds, and then presto! Holy cow! Giant gooey chickabiddies.
Won't you try that again?
Giant gooey chickabiddies with a crunchy sugary crust. Now I'm all set to watch the time tick down on my Weebles bunny rabbit and chicken auction.
The Weebles made a bunny rabbit and a chicken for Easter?
Both are dressed in their Sunday best, complete with the carefree Weeble attitude and posture. They don't fall down, Jolene.
Seriously, what are you doing this week?
Pretty much spending the next several days watching my auctions, Jolene.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
There's so many vintage Easter items I need for the townhouse since I can't use any of mine.
You had a huge collection of Easter decorations. What happened to them?
They're all ruined.
Oh, no.
Remember my neighbor, Harley?
Yeah.
Well, he was storing them for me last summer while my house was being fumigated for Formosan termites.
I remember that.
He left them up in the attic, and they all melted, Jolene. They all melted. Oh, the carnage.
I'm sorry. I know that was traumatic for you.
24 melted ducklings and over a dozen fuzzy sheep had to be peeled of one of the heating ducts. It was god-awful, so I figure I can just find some really cool Easter decorations. Perhaps I can create some memorable decorations with the new and improved Ronco Decoragger. Oh my crap!
A Decoragger, I remember those.
I'm not really sure what it is, but it comes with a bunch of decorating color markers. I'm sure if those still work.
I was never sure how to use that Decoragger. Larry?
Very simple to operate. You just put the egg in the machine, rotate the crank, and make the professional-type decorated egg.
Ooh.
It's in the original box, too. You're old enough to remember Bonanza, right?
Bonanza? Sure.
Well, maybe later you can come down to the townhouse and join me for some peeps and watch the only Easter-themed episode of Bonanza.
Bonanza had an Easter episode? I don't remember that.
In the Easter episode... holy cow. A Quaker woman convinces Hoss Cartwright to pose as the Easter Bunny for the orphanage.
Oh.
While wearing a rabbit costume, Hosmas try to foil the efforts of a bumbling gang that is plotting to loot the Wells Fargo coach. Holy cow!
That sounds like fun, Larry. I'll try to make it. Listen, we're running out of time. We need to go. I'll do my best to come over, okay?
Okay, girlie. I'll throw on some extra peeps for you in case you drop by.
Yum.
I'm Larry Carey.
Always an adventure hearing from Larry Carey. And I forgot about that. He collected vintage toys also. The stuff he would bid on. Always lots of fun, though.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on...
History du jour!
And other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say the segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in the segments, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
It's all about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair, man.
March is National Women's History Month. Ladies, imagine putting on an excruciatingly tight vest, stiffened with whale bones and steel rods that poke into your torso. Sound like some sort of medieval torture device? Something at Lady Gaga's yard sale? In the early part of the 20th century, New York socialite Mary Phelps Jacob was fed up with antiquated corsets and was determined to create a more comfortable, less cumbersome alternative. Mary took two handkerchiefs and sewed them together using some pink ribbon and cord. Mary Jacobs' design was the first brassiere to enjoy widespread use. And even though she never received many accolades for her invention, she took pride in knowing she had made life more comfortable and uplifting for millions of grateful women. This is Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du jour. Presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Well, of course they are, dear.
Come on, give this girl Earl a whirl.
Thanks for taking us along with you. It's a lot more fun when we're all together. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more show.
Roxbury.
Oh, my microphone was on. You know what? I think I need to let you guys in on a little something. A little secret. Let's turn this down. Alrighty. Okay, so that particular... Please turn it down. Alright, that particular music, bumper music, bed music, whatever you want to call it, that's one of my favorites because you can chair dance to that one. One of my sisters and I actually started the chair dancing. Of course, alcohol was always involved, and it was when we really didn't want to get up and dance. We were just mellowed out and wanted to stay right there in our chairs. So we did chair dancing. But this particular music is just good for the soul. Whether you're driving, sitting in a chair, it's great for the spirit. And if you get it stuck in your head and you've got to do housework, it's really fun. I drive my husband crazy humming this little tune several times throughout the day. Ask him. I do. I get asked all the time, what goes on in the studio when you guys are between sillies? Well, it's this kind of stuff. So, okay, let's start that again. I call it the plunk plunk music. Plunk, plunk, P-L-U-N-K. That's what it sounds like. Okay, but here's what you do. And if you're sitting in a chair, you just lean to one side to do this, okay? Lean back and forth. But if you're standing up, you can shift your weight from one foot to the other and kind of bounce. And then you shake your booty like this. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Bounce, left, bounce, right. Bounce, left, bounce, right. Bounce, left, bounce, right, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty. Left, bounce, right, bounce, left, bounce, right, bounce, left, bounce, right, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty, shake your booty. John Bell, you stop looking at me like that. You are 10 times crazier than I am.
Okay, you've really lost it, haven't you? But that does look kind of fun.
You just don't talk about the silly stuff you do, but I do because I want to make people feel better about themselves if they know somebody else is doing nutty stuff.
I can shake my booty right, left, cha-cha-cha, ooga-ga, waga, poop-poop, ping-ping-bang-bang.
No. Okay, so that's enough. Hey, I do want to honor a request, though. A request. I got it. For the allergy song, the parody that we did. The one where I was talking too fast, the lady says. This was about my struggle to find appropriate symptom-relieving medication of the over-the-counter kind. So much to choose from. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm buying.
Springtime, stress time, pollen on my mind time. Gotta hide and stay inside. Bad allergies, can't go outside. CVS or Walgreens, I need antihistamines. Cough drops that taste like apple pie. I'd better ask the RX guy. I don't know what I'm buying. I've started hearing voices. There's too many choices. He points and tells me,
look over there.
I just stand and start to stare. What a list. Look at this. Can't concentrate. My brain's abyss. Dayquil, Nyquil, gel caps and some purple pills. Hot tea with some orangey zing. Tylenol, don't do a thing. I don't know what I'm buying. I think I'm hearing voices. There's just too many choices. Robitussin, Sebastat, white mini skirts make me look fat. Alka-Seltzer, cold plus, Advil, cold and sinus. Theraflu and Vapo-Steam, phenylpropanolamine. A hot shower works best. I'll go home and get some rest.
I don't know what I'm looking for. They got 40 bottles for the same thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Chloraseptic, Mucinex, I can't think straight, my head's a wreck. Echinacea vitamins, I'll stock up on some Claritin. The sinus pills they used to sell, they're not in the aisle now. What the hell, stand in line, I feel like death. I guess they think I'm cooking meth.
Breaking Bad.
They got 40 kinds of nasal spray, Halls and Honey citrus, hey. Effervescent tablets, gotta take what I can get. Expectorant and Hycoden, Bear is a vintage brand. Mom always used Coracetin, start a cold or fever feeding. Fluids and guaifenesin, Ricola cubes and shots of gin. My Cajun family starting me on homemade herbal therapy. Took Sudafedrin, HCL, post-nasal drip, still bad as hell. Confused, I don't know what to buy. Is this how I'm supposed to die? I don't know what.
Are you in debt? Then call 1-800-555-5555. Yes, sir. Call 1-800-555-5555. That number again is 1-800-555-5555. So you say you're in debt. Well, those people in debt should call this number, 555-800-5555. So if you're in debt and you want to get out of debt, then you might want to call 8515-5555. That number again, 800-5555-5555-5855. Hold on, the phone is ringing. Hello?
Hello? What was that number again?
I'm glad you asked. The number is 800-555-5555-5555. Don't take my word for it. Here's my wife and business partner, 800.
Hi.
And introduce our children, honey.
Oh, here's 5.
Hello.
55.
Hello.
And 5555.
I'm 5.
And in case you've forgotten, that number to call is 800-555-5555-555. Say goodbye, dear.
5.
I'm 5.
Whew, okay, that's a wrap.
You think we gave the number enough?
We'll really hit it next time.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. Okay, so I'm kind of digging this flashing back. This was an actual call I made years ago when we first started to renovate the farm property. And let's just say I discovered there are bugs in the country. I don't like bugs. So I had to do some due diligence, arm myself with information.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Yeah, hey, good morning. My name's Jolene Roxbury. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I got a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bug problem in the studio. Got a lot of folks that eat in the studio, and I know that's attracting bugs.
Okay, yeah.
I was kind of hoping you could go over a list with me of the bugs you treat, because some of the stuff that's coming in here, I've never seen these bugs before. I mean, not even on Discovery Channel. So, do you have a list you could run down?
I'd be glad to do that. We treat roaches, ants, ticks, fleas, spiders, rats, mice, swordfish, millipede, cricket, earwigs, everything.
Earl who?
Earwigs.
Earwigs? You mean like they go down in your ear?
No. No,
Oh, well, my grandma used to tell me about this bug that would crawl down in your ear while you're sleeping. It used to scare me to death.
Hey, if they bad enough, it's just like little roaches. They'll bite you.
Roaches will bite you? Woo! Oh, and a good friend of mine has a cosmetics company, and she said, you know how you'll sleep in your makeup sometimes? And she said, you wake up, and one eye has mascara on it, and the other one doesn't. She said that there are these bugs, these little micro bugs or something, that will actually eat the mascara off your face.
Okay, I know mice get in your hair, and mice can get in your bed, your mattress and stuff, too. I don't know about the mascara, but that's true. Mice, you can't get, mice can eat your whole mattress.
Are you saying mice?
No, mice. M-I-T-E-S.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, gosh. Y'all got pictures of them things at your office?
Yes, we sure do.
Ugh.
Yes, ma'am. That's really a true story.
That's awful. Okay, and my contract will cover every bug, all of them?
That's everything. Just everything. Centipede, millipede, everything.
Centipede and millipede.
A lot of legs on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one of them has more legs, millipede or centipede?
That's a good question, ain't it?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the roach coverage. What you got?
Yeah, 5 different type of roaches, and this includes like American roach, brown roaches, German roaches.
German roaches?
German roaches is real bad.
Like on Hogan's Heroes.
It's like oil rental roaches, smoker brown roaches, and you know the tree roaches, I think them the big, I'm thinking that's a miracle roach, I believe.
Miracle roach?
American.
Okay, and I'm covered for all them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about those big roaches outside?
Yes.
Okay.
And then most of the time when they come in, they die inside anyway. The tree roaches are no definite.
Tree roaches? The ones that fly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. This is not good. We got some bugs coming in here. Look like they're wearing football helmets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're huge.
What's your name?
Jolene Roxbury.
Okay, then.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure we're going to use you guys. I've heard a lot of good things about you, so I'll get with you later on.
Well, just give us a call back.
And look, thanks for all your help.
Well, you're welcome.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Honey, I'm at the meat counter. What would you like for dinner?
Grab some chicken. I love chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Get some boneless chicken breasts.
Will do.
Gee, I wonder how they get the bones out of boneless chicken.
How indeed. Hi, I'm Barney of Big Barney's Boneless Chicken Ranch. Here on a beautiful but slightly malodorous 20 acres, I raise boneless chickens. Specially bred chickens that have no bones whatsoever. It's time to herd the chickens over to the feeding trough. My workers do this by simply sweeping and raking the boneless chickens in that direction. It's not easy to move 5,000 chickens when each one has the physical characteristics of a water balloon, but we manage. When the chickens are big enough, which is too big to be dunked into a regulation-sized basketball goal, they're ready to be processed. Boneless chicken meat heads out to fast food restaurants, frozen food suppliers, and your grocery store shelves. So the next time you want chicken...
Gee, I love boneless chicken.
Think of all these boneless chickens flopping around at Big Barney's Boneless Chicken Ranch. We have the best chicken on the market. No bones about it.
Hey, don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back with more show.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Welcome back to the show, everyone.
Oh, by all means, feel free to just jump right in there.
It's time for my cooking segment. Let's say a big hello to the only man I allow in my kitchen, Alec Naiman. Hello, dear.
Hey, Miss Bell. How you doing today?
I am fabulous.
Hey, Alec. You know, I was talking to my Aunt Cheryl T on the phone last week after the show, and she said she thinks we're related, dude.
You and Alec Naiman are related?
Yeah. Yeah, she thinks we sound alike, man. Listen. Am I Earl T or am I Naiman? See, you can't tell.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Alec.
Maybe we can get together after the show today and enjoy a nice cold adult beverage,
I made this California seafood salad, and I used clam juice and tomato juice. And I use lemon juice and olive oil and Worcestershire. And then I take a little bit of that shrimp and that crab meat, and I boil those crabs and that shrimp in some crab and shrimp boil. Make it just silly. Then I take some salt and some pepper. I take me a little bit of some romaine lettuce, and I tear it into little bite-sized pieces. And
hey, like, can I tear up the lettuce, dude? I love tearing stuff up, man. Rip, 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 rip.
Boy, have you washed your hands?
You're asking him that constantly.
I take me some cherry tomatoes. I cut them up, and I like those California avocados. You take and you ripen them up real good. You peel them, you take the seed out, and you chop that, you smush all that stuff up really, really good. Then I like to take me a little bit of that navel orange they grow out there in California.
Step ahead of you. I've got a bunch of those already sliced up, ready to go.
And then I try to find me some good old croutons. If you can't find them, you can take and toast you some French bread in the oven and make your own croutons.
Okay, I need to know how to make this yummy dressing.
And in a small bowl, you whisk the clam juice and the lemon juice and the oil and the Worcestershire and that salt and pepper, and you shake it all up really good, and you refrigerate it until it's ready to use. And then you line your platter with that lettuce all around it. And you take all that crab meat and those shrimp that you've boiled in that crab boil and make it so good. And you arrange that shrimp all around the plate. And you put some tomatoes on top and then top that with some of that wonderful crab meat. Then you take the avocado slices and those orange slices and you lay that around the plate and you pour that dressing right over the top. Next thing you know, you're sprinkling the croutons on there and you eating some California seafood salad.
Delicious.
California dreaming.
Now I know what I can serve my girlfriend, Sally, from San Francisco. Sally loved seafood salad.
I knew a girl once named Seafood Salad.
Hey, man, I used to date her, too. Maybe we are related. Or, hey, maybe we went to different schools together. Hey, Jolene, like, me and Alec are heading for the tiki bar, dude. I think I'm going to call you Alec T from now on.
I'd really rather you not.
Okay, maybe not.
Thanks, Alec.
Yeah, darling. We'll see you next week.
Goody. See you next week.
Thanks, Alec.
Hey, since we're brothers, you're buying tiki tiki ta ta.
That's it for us this week. We'll see you next time at Bell's Beachside Kitchen.
Roxbury.
Be sure to visit Alec at the University Pig in Mobile on Airport and University. They have delicious individual meals. They're fantastic for when you just don't feel like cooking anything and you don't feel like driving through somewhere and just getting the same old thing. Many of the individual meals are healthy choices and nutritionally appropriate, low-sodium, low-carb meals. It's their Mediterranean concept that makes, overall, their cuisine a lot healthier and so delicious. Stop by and see him. Make sure to tell him you heard him on Bell's Kitchen. He puts a lot of effort into the show, so give him some love.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, and I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
I'm Regina Wainwright. Welcome to another installment of Southern Communication Skills 101. This segment is designed to inform and educate those of us who find ourselves in situations which sometimes require a working knowledge of Southern speak or culture. Our first word today, tar, spelled T-A-R. For the rest of the world, Tar is defined as a dark, oily material consisting mainly of hydrocarbons produced by the destructive distillation of organic substances such as coal. However, in Southern speak, a tar refers to a rubber wheel. As in, I sure hope that brother-in-law of mine don't get a flat tar in my truck because there ain't no spare. Additionally, it is important to remember that Southerners are characteristically uninterested in what comes before the accented syllable of a word. For example, in Southern speak, the word potato is typically shortened to the much easier tater. Thus, the buffet at that restaurant has a salad, soup, and tater bar. You will notice that the shortened version of the words also allow for clearer articulation while simultaneously working the business end of a cigarette. The final word for this lesson is retard. Now, before anyone gets offended, in Southern speak, the word retard refers to the act of ceasing to work for a living. As in, after winning the lottery, Uncle Buck retired from his job and got him a new conversion van and hair transplant. I'm Regina Wainwright. Be sure to join us on our next installment of Southern Communication Skills 101.
So much for hanging out with us this weekend, whether you're catching us on FM Talk 106.5 or listening on demand to the podcast at your leisure. We appreciate it, and it's so much more fun when we're all together. Wouldn't you say so, John?
I would say it's a rare day when you are all together.
Smarty Bridges. John Bell, everybody.
Hello. Don't applaud. Just send money.
I don't believe I've seen you yet this hour.
My wife would say, count your blessings.
You know, we're getting pretty nostalgic with this being our 15th year together and all. All of the Roxbury players have survived so far. So far, nobody's smothered anybody else with a pillow.
As tempting as that has been.
And you know, around here, that would be pretty easy to do because lots of naps take place around here. More so than should, you know? Like in the middle of the afternoon. I'll catch Jim Weaver in the back 40, as we call it, in the hammock out there. And I've been looking for him to, you know, do a short voiceover for something. And he's rocking back and forth out there in the sun.
Don't go knocking when the hammocks are rocking.
Stretched out in one of those hammocks I hung out there, apparently too close to the studio, snoozing away. He's always got a good reason, though.
I don't think anyone really needs a reason to snooze in a hammock in the sun. But what did he say?
Hey, I was doing that car dealership live thing. You know, it's 4-hour time difference. I'm overworked.
Wow, you really captured his voice. I thought he was standing right here.
Oh, wow. Are you kidding me? Hey, Jim, what do you want?
What are you doing?
Why are you calling in? Jim Weaver, everybody. He's AWOL. You're listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Wow.
Shocker, huh?
Tell me about it. So what would you think if I relocated one of these hammocks outside the studio?
Hey, that's my designated napping hammock.
Yeah, you've been sleeping in it. I can tell because there's Cheeto dust in it. And I'm not going to get an orange hammock just to accommodate your cheesy tread marks. And I've seen you sleeping in it when I'm looking for you to do some work.
I work better when I'm rested.
I understand that, but you're not always available when I need you.
What's your point?
That your power naps are too long.
So what?
Ooh, big brother, you are really getting sassy. I'm not talking to you anymore. This is me hanging up on you now. John, I've never seen you catching a power nap.
Doesn't mean I'm not taking them.
Every time I see you, you're working.
That's because every time you approach me, I can hear your squeaky shoes. Kind of like putting a bell on the cat.
Ooh, reminds me, we got a request to play the song about Belle's cat. We're going to get to that, I promise. You certainly do a lot around here.
Or at least I appear to. That's my superpower.
I love you bunches, and I appreciate everything you do around here.
All right.
I have a lot of respect for you.
Uh-huh.
What are you looking at me like that for? I do.
Are you after the Twinkies I keep in my drawer?
You don't give me any problems at all. We work very well together.
I think it's because you have low expectations of me, and I meet those expectations every time.
How about you take a moment and
tell everybody about your podcast, Bells in the Bat Free.
Well, it's just a show where I tend to get into all sorts of situations along with my companions. There's Arnie Kunchpard, local genius.
I came up with a new invention, so you might want to put on your radiation suit.
And Brad Motworth, my lawyer.
You mean Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Don't put a sock in it, Brad.
There's a lawsuit in the making.
And various other characters get into all sorts of odd situations. You can find Bells in the Bat Free at thebatfree.com. That's thebatfry.com. I've been thinking about having you work up a jingle for that, Jolene.
That might be a fun job to take on. And you know, speaking of that, we don't talk about our work that much, like at all. But that's what we do around here. We create and produce wonderful, awesome radio commercials. And many of our clients over the years use our audio for their television commercials and make them more awesomer. And Wonder Moose. And remember, Wonder Moose is like 10 times wonderful. So if you're already doing radio advertising, we want you to stay on the radio. And if you're advertising on FM Talk 106.5, you are a smart cookie. And we applaud you. Yes. And there's so much we can do for you. We can create a character for your business. And everybody's favorite, the fake live broadcast, right? Dust off that imagination cap. The one you've been keeping in the closet because you think you look silly in it. That's what this show's all about, so you'll fit right in. And if your imagination is tired and you just don't want to think about it, we can help you. We love it when somebody says, just come up with something. You want to do something a little bit different? Get in touch with us. You can message us from our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, or email me, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. We will definitely help you make the most of your airtime. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play that song about Belle's cat. Oh yeah, you don't want to miss that. We'll be right back.
Roxbury!
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on...
History du jour!
And other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say the segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in the segments, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
It's all about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair, man.
African-American women played an integral part in the development of hair care product in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. While she was not the original inventor of the hairbrush, Lyda Newman's improvements to the brush made her a significant contributor to its evolution. In 1898, Newman's hairbrush was the first with synthetic bristles, as they had previously been made from animal hair, such as boars. Newman's hairbrush invention was designed to promote ventilation and provide storage for excess hair and impurities. This invention essentially made hairbrushes easier to clean. These brushes would later prove to be quite aerodynamic during New York Fashion Week, as several were hurled through the air by fashion model Naomi Campbell in the 90s. She later graduated to throwing cell phones. This is Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du jour, presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Okay, so I made up that little part about Naomi Campbell. So what? What are you going to do? Sue me? Oh.
Hey, Jolene. It's Rusty. I was just wanting to know if you wanted to come over to the house and help me color some eggs. I know you like, doing that kind of stuff. I saw one of them egg coloring kits out in your trash. I guess you made some at your house. Hey, is your husband going to be home this Easter? I mean, I know he travels a lot. And I was hoping he might leave. I mean, I was hoping he wouldn't leave you all by yourself on Easter. But if he does, I got some decorations over here we could put together. I got a bunny suit for you. I mean, it's just a set of ears and one of them little cottontails. Thought it might look kind of good on you. But I mean, that would work for me. I mean, let me know. I'll be following. I mean, I'll be watching you. Bye.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Sure I do. We just make them up. As requested, here's Belle Cadeau with her song, My Cat. Well, it's not really her song, but you know what I mean.
Sometimes you sleep all afternoon. Sometimes you race around the room. You pooped outside your litter box. And you peed on all my husband's socks. You dug up my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam and shredded all my drapes. You covered all your paws in potting soil. Then across my white rug you did traipse. You're lucky you've won saving grace. It's that sweet look upon your face. That's why Dr. Seuss kept you in his hat. You are my love, my friend, my cat.
No, no, not Grandma Cadeau's ceramic teapot. Oh, no.
Oh, you know, I can't stay angry with you for very long. However, I will have a Xanax.
I saw a promo on the Weather Channel, and wow, it's almost silly how clearly bored they are when there's nothing big going on weather-wise. We have someone here from the Weather Channel. Jim said you have a question for me.
Have you or someone you love experienced the horrifying reality of a hurricane?
Luckily, no. No.
No? Well, here at the Weather Channel, we don't want you to forget how powerful and scary a hurricane can be.
I've been through many. I'm not going to forget that. Are you with the Weather Channel?
That's right. I'm with the Weather Channel.
Okay, what's all that? That noise?
Noise?
Yeah.
What noise?
That.
I don't hear any noise.
It's like wind and thunder and stuff in the studio.
Oh, that's just our hurricane soundtrack. We play it during all our promos, just in case a powerful and scary hurricane pops up while we're talking. Then it will sound very dramatic and hurricane-y.
You guys aren't really busy right now, are you?
Since we don't have any hurricanes to cover, we're going to go back and cover the top 10 most damaging hurricanes that have already happened.
And what are you going to do when you're done recovering old hurricanes like old sofas?
We're going to go back and cover all the pre-hurricane coverage we did on storms that never developed into really scary hurricanes.
That's a new one. So you're going to go back and cover all of the coverage you already covered.
Then, if this is still a world with no hurricane out there, we're going to be doing a documentary on all the different styles and colors of rain gear we've used here at the Weather Channel over the years.
Rain gear. You're going to cover rain gear, like fashion, like they do on QVC and stuff like that?
For instance, here's the bright blue rain poncho and matching boots and hat that were never used on camera because the weather just wasn't scary enough.
Okay, yeah.
So be sure and stay tuned for our pre-hurricane coverage of all the coverage we would have covered if there had been a hurricane to cover.
Yeah, I'm sorry if we haven't had one for you.
Stay tuned to the Weather Or channel. We cover the weather, whether there's weather or not.
Okay, everybody, give it up for Scary Weather Channel Guy. Yeah. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend. We hope you had a great time. Have a super week coming up and meet us right back here next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.